From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Don Gagne, and these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
Floyd Landis has come down at the mountain across the Alps today, just in the style of a Hannibal of modern times.
Yesterday was a disaster, and they kept their heads up, and they kept believing, and I owed it to them to do what I could do today. I didn't expect it to go quite that well, but I wanted to show them that they didn't work for nothing.
This is not euthanasia. This is a homicide. We're talking about people that pretended that maybe they were God, and they made that decision.
Dr. Poe was running up and down in the darkness with flashlights, aiding the patients, calming the nurses, and doing everything for 4 or 5 days. And we intend to show our side to the district attorney's office.
This will be remembered as a Luddite moment in American history, when scientific progress was brought to a halt by those who put fear ahead of hope and ideology ahead of science.
No just society should condone the destruction of innocent life, even in the name of medical research. The president was right to veto this bill. It would be wrong for this House to overrule the president's decision.
For too long, my party wrote off the African-American vote, and many African-Americans wrote off the Republican Party.
In 2005, for the fifth straight year, he had declined to appear before us. He cited scheduling conflicts. That was true. He had spent the previous week scheduling conflicts.
Both the deliberate targeting by Hezbollah of Israeli population centers with hundreds of indiscriminate weapons and Israel's disproportionate use of force and collective punishment of the Lebanese people must stop.
If you simply look for a ceasefire that acknowledges and freezes the status quo ante, we will be back here in 6 months again, or in 5 months, or in 9 months, or in a year, trying to get another ceasefire, because Hezbollah will have decided yet again to use southern Lebanon as a sanctuary.